We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story, Chicago's Commissioner of Public Health says this weekend's Lollapalooza Music Festival is still on their schedule despite new concern about rising cases of COVID-19 in the city. She also says she's confident that Lala organizers are taking health precautions seriously. WBBM Steve Miller with the story.
I can't promise that there won't be any COVID cases associated with Lala. When you're having this many folks who are coming through, almost certainly there will be some cases.
Chicago's Public Health Commissioner, Dr. Allison Arwady, on Lollapalooza, which begins Thursday and runs 4 days.
I'm confident that the combination, what we know about limiting risk in outdoor settings, pairing that with vaccination and or testing, and ideally mostly vaccination, which is what we expect, as well as all the other mitigation factors. I'm certainly hopeful that we won't see a significant problem.
5 days after Lollapalooza ends, North Halsted Market Days begins. The health department has just added 9 states to the city's travel advisory, so now that advisory is for 14 states plus the Virgin Islands. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Meantime, Governor Pritzker says the surge in COVID-19 cases has not affected his decision to attend this weekend's Lollapalooza Musical Festival in Grant Park. Not yet anyway.
I plan to go to Lollapalooza, but I also know I'm going to watch every single day what it looks like in terms of cases rising and make decisions, smart decisions for myself, for my family, for our friends, as we move forward.
The governor told reporters at an unrelated event on the north side that he may end up wearing a mask to events at the festival, depending on the latest information about the latest virus.
It's 3:07. There's a new alert from state leaders about a growing scam involving identity thieves sending out fraudulent emails and texts. WBBM's Jim Good is live with the newsline with the story.
Keith, emails or texts include links to bogus websites that appear to be run by the state and ask people for personal information, including Social Security and driver's license numbers, as well as passwords. Dave Drucker of the Illinois Secretary of State's office says efforts are underway to take down those bogus sites.
We have had reported to us 717 unique websites, and thus far we've been able to take down 506. Part of the problem is that when they get taken down, they sometimes go to new websites, so it's a constant fight.
Scammers are also sending emails and texts that claim to be from the state departments of health, employment security, and transportation. Drucker says state agencies don't use emails or texts to ask people for personal information. He says don't open them or click on any links in them. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Kane County Sheriff is crediting stop sticks with helping the department catch a stolen vehicle yesterday. Deputies say they're using the devices more in response to a spike in police chases.
A sheriff's deputy attempted to stop a Ford Explorer at around 2 a.m. wanted for a vehicle burglary in Campton Hills. The sheriff's department says the driver refused to pull over for deputies near Route 64 and Connors Road in St. Charles, and during the pursuit, they learned the vehicle was reported stolen. Sheriff Ron Haynes says they used a strip with spikes on it to stop the SUV.
If we did not have stop sticks, that pursuit could have continued on at 90-plus miles an hour and out of Kane County back to Rockford, where the juveniles were from. So we're really proud of the fact that we were able to curb one more pursuit and end it in a safe manner.
He says a 15-year-old was charged with possession of a stolen vehicle and aggravated fleeing and eluding, while the other minors were released to their parents. Haynes says they've equipped patrols with the stop sticks after their pursuits more than doubled between 2019 and last year. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
WBBM News Time 312. A woman from Homewood is dead after police in Dalton were called to a restaurant drive-through where a woman with a gun was upset early this morning. Dalton Police Spokesman Sean Howard says the woman was ordered out of the car around 1 a.m. and she refused.
An officer attempted to remove her from the vehicle, and that's when she put the car in drive, dragging him through the parking lot. His fellow officer discharged his weapon three times. The female driver drove that particular officer over with the vehicle.
Police say the woman then crashed into a bike shop. She's been identified as 19-year-old Alexis Wilson. It's unclear if she died from gunshot wounds or from the crash. Two police officers are in serious condition. The playground at Howard Beach was removed in 2019 to allow for shoreline stabilization work is being reinstalled. Alderman Maria Haddon telling Block Club Chicago that decision was made after studying wave patterns and getting feedback from the community. Paper says the playground will be reinstalled a bit south from its previous location in Northeast Lake Terrace.
In Chicago, the city's top doctor says coronavirus cases are increasing as well, driven by the spread of the so-called Delta variant.
We're averaging 165 cases per day of COVID-19. That is increasing. I expect that we will cross the 200 mark and move into moderate risk, probably within the next few days.
Mayor Lightfoot has said she'd consider reimposing mask mandates if the state's daily average of new cases exceeds 200 per day. But Public Health Commissioner Dr. Arwady stopped short of recommending that today. The city's also added 9 new states to its coronavirus travel advisory.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.